This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected a long-shot lawsuit filed by the state of Texas seeking to overturn election results in four other states. The Texas lawsuit and the Trump campaign sought to invalidate millions of ballots cast in key battleground states that elected Joe Biden, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The court said Texas had not demonstrated why it should challenge how another state conducts its elections. This was considered a bold strategy, but 17 Republican attorneys general and 126 members of Congress signed on to the lawsuit, alleging election fraud, but offering no proof. The Electoral College will meet Monday to formally elect Joe Biden as the next U.S. president. On Saturday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court will take up another challenge filed by President Trump's team to try to overturn his election loss to Democrat Joe Biden. Wisconsin's highest court, which is controlled by conservatives, is holding a weekend session to hear the Trump campaign's argument for disqualifying more than 200,000 absentee ballots. Trump's attorney wants his electors' ballots to be sent to Congress, so if a court does intervene, the Trump votes would be counted instead of Biden's. The president's legal team continues to try to challenge elections in key battleground states. And as more Americans are getting sick with COVID-19 from their Thanksgiving travels, health officials are warning people not to travel over the December holidays. An AP analysis says new cases are coming in at 195,000 a day based on a two-week average, a 60% increase from the day before Thanksgiving in November. From Washington, this is VOA News. The coronavirus crisis in the United States continued to intensify on Friday as more than 2,700 people died of COVID-19. That's down from the record toll of 3,124 set on Wednesday. The country's deaths now stand at more than 292,000. It's the highest death toll in the world. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Friday authorized the emergency use of a vaccine produced by U.S. drug maker Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech, and the U.S. purchased 100 million more doses of another vaccine by Moderna. Friday's agreement brings the number of Moderna doses to 200 million. That's enough shots for 100 million people. Both the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines require two shots. With the U.S. on the verge of its inoculation program, human rights group Amnesty International's Director of Economic and Social Justice issued a warning. Steve Cockburn told the New York Times, quote, "Rich countries have clear human rights obligations, not only to refrain from actions that could harm access to vaccines elsewhere, but also to cooperate and provide assistance to countries that need it." The Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center said Friday night there are 70 million coronavirus infections worldwide, nearly 1.6 million deaths. The U.S. continues to lead the world in the number of cases with more than 15.8 million infections, followed by India with almost 9.8 million and Brazil with nearly 6.8 million. The United Nations says it's alarmed over the forced return of Eritrean refugees to camps they fled from in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region. The Ethiopian government said in a statement it's sending back Eritrean refugees who fled from Tigray to Addis Ababa in recent weeks. The UN Refugee Agency said it has received reports of several hundred refugees being transported to Tigray on buses. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, said Friday he was alarmed over the refugees' return to the Tigray region since fighting began on November 4th. About 96,000 Eritrean refugees live in camps in the region. Thousands of people are believed to have been killed in the fighting between Ethiopian forces and Tigrayan fighters since early November. The conflict has displaced more than 1 million people, and that includes 45,000 refugees who fled to neighboring Sudan. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.